top of the hour.
Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for May the 15th, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. And my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four pieces of information that we like to hear from check-ins. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC or Zulu on EchoLink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. And having said all that, I see from the dashboard that everybody here has been here before and you already knew all of that. So anyway, we like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. So this week's question, well, like many of the questions, it's not a question, it's an essay. So today in the United States is Mother's Day. I wonder if they have that in Canada. And I always looked on Mother's Day as a marketing ploy to sell greeting cards and flowers and candy and restaurants and yada, yada, yada. But the idea behind it is to, you know, be nice to your mom. And how can you criticize that? Yeah. So, but to relate that to ham radio, I'm pretty sure that in the past we have had subjects where we wanted to know, were you influenced by a ham in your family? Presumably a male ham, all right? So this week, the idea is, are there any female hams who influenced you in your family or in your neighborhood or, that you know, your community, whatever? Are female hams a thing in your mind? So that's the topic this week. So let's see here. Everybody here is a regular. I don't need to explain how we do check-ins. I've got N4RNW, KD9NDJ, VK6BQQ, and me. It's going to be a short net, I think. So somehow, is there any other ham out there who wants to join us that I did not name just now? Right. I wasn't expecting to hear anything, so let's start going down the list, starting with N4RNW.
Well, hello, Wayne. Hello, everybody. N4RNW here from Southwest Florida, Harold here, Fort Myers, Florida, where it was up in the 90s already today, as it has been the last couple weeks. The weather is always the topic. The rainy season has not kicked in yet. It probably will in the next couple weeks, but we're still repairing from the hurricane. And other than that, I really don't have much to say. So I'll be listening to everybody else's comments. Back to you, Wayne, and for RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Let's see. According to this thermometer I've got here, I've got one of these fancy electronic remote thermometers here that measures the temperature and the relative humidity indoors and outdoors and keeps maximums and minimums on a daily basis. And it's saying that the high today was 85 degrees. And I don't remember it being quite that warm, but I don't know. I tried to put the sensor in a place in my yard where it would not be exposed to direct sunlight so that it would not be, overestimate the temperature of that because of that. So anyway, but what else did it? I thought I might have had something else to say this. So anyway, thank you, Harold. Next on my list is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Probably, you know, with this time travel, we get 2 days. Mother's Day was here, and, well, it's over in Australia here. It's Monday morning, so all good. And I see we've got our correspondent in here, too, VK6GIA. Peter is with us here this morning, which is great. But, yes, we did our thing with mothers. And as far as amateur goes, my wife is more than, well, she just gets out here every Saturday for Friday and now Mondays. She doesn't say much, but I tell you, she is in the amateur world and has been for many years in Indonesia. But she never got her license. But she sure looks after old Reg when the things get going here. So that's my part and take of things this morning. But, yeah, good to hear Peter in here. Good morning. VK6PQQ, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Reg. And some applause there for Mrs. Reg there for standing by you there. All right, let's see. Next, well, let me acknowledge that I see VK6 Golf India Alpha. You're on my list. And I will be calling on you pretty soon, I think. The topic this week, because it is Mother's Day here in the United States, and I gather that maybe also in Australia. I don't think Reg said that in so many words. He might have been, maybe it's a thing in Canada, and he exported that when he migrated. Ah. Anyway, so the topic this week is women in ham radio. Not necessarily your mother, but that would be a cool thing. And I'll have my thing to say about that shortly here. So let's see, I don't see any new call signs here. So next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, up the road from Wayne. And my SDF username is KDB. Yeah, my favorite female ham, apart from my wife, who is KD9OVW, is KC5SAM Virginia Oliver, who is up in Minnesota or something like that. She runs D-Star Net every Saturday night, which is called the Iowa D-Star Net for some strange reason. She does give priority to Iowa stations, of which there's usually one. But her manner as net control is very friendly. She's outgoing. She's got something to say. She comes back to you with a thoughtful reply. It's a very good net, and she usually has about 20 people. She takes early check-ins, starting at some ridiculous hour, like 7. Her net's at 8:30 Central Time, USA. Anyway, but Virginia is instantly in my mind when we talk about female operators. So that's what I got. Back to the net. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And say hi to Dell for me. And let's see, I think up next is VK6DIA.
Yeah, very good morning, VK6GIA. Peter, here in Armidale in Western Australia, where it's 11 minutes after 8 in the morning. Beautiful morning, a bit chilly out there, but clear blue sky, and going to be a nice day. My sister, Maureen, she was never a ham, but she was on my father's QSL card. He was Golf 8 Italy Alpha, so you see where I got GIA from. And if you can picture, in the middle of the picture was a shack, a shed out in the middle of the garden with a a long wire antenna running right across the top. My sister was there with pigtails, which were hooked up to the antenna, and there were sparks and everything. But she never had a license, unfortunately, but my dad did in the post-war years. And he never did voice communication. He only ever did CW. And he said to me one day, he said, "Well, if you want to operate my station, you're going to have to learn CW, which I did over a period of time. Anyhow, I've got to go and make breakfast. It's my wife Helen is still in bed. It was Mother's Day here, well, yesterday, today, tomorrow. It was it was Mother's Day here yesterday, Sunday. And we went out to my daughter's place. All right, 7-3s everybody. For the women out there, have a very good Mother's Day wherever you are in the world. VK6GIA.
Before you run off, I understand that your name is Peter, but you showed up in the dashboard here as Guy, G-U-Y, and are those both your names? I was just kind of curious about that.
Yep, okay. Well, that was just a nickname that was given to me. My call GIA, and somebody nicknamed me Guy in Australia. Guy in Australia, over.
Okay, I love that kind of thing that happens when people get nicknames like that. Okay, thank you, Peter, and thanks for joining us. Let's see, I think everyone has had a chance to speak, so let me just say that what comes to mind for me, I don't know, about 15 or 20 years ago, there was a lady who did my hair. And while she was, you know, trimming my hair and so forth, we would talk about various things. We talked about television shows and movies and this and that. And at some point, I must have mentioned ham radio, and she mentioned that her mother was a ham, and not just a garden variety ham. She was an extra class ham operator from like the 1980s, and she was from the description that my hairdresser gave me, that she was a remarkable woman there, and I kind of wish I had met her, but unfortunately I never did. So and the thing is, if you look around, you can find stories about women who have been in the hobby back in the, you know, sort of the dark ages of the hobby, back when it was really hard to excel in this hobby, and yet there were lots of women who did it, and their memory is not, you know, remembered very much. So anyway, that's kind of part of what I was thinking when I chose that topic for the myth this week. So, all right, let's see. I do not see any new call signs on the dashboard. So if you have a recheck, you want to add something to what you said before, please come now.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, you know, my wife, she's a cantankerous female at times, and she's originally in from Indonesia, but been here in Australia quite a while, and of course myself. But, you know, we have that Friday night tech net, the flying pig net, and we just carry on. And she thinks that's a pretty good deal, particularly when she can get on and do her thing as far as her different parties that get involved. But she's always in here lurking, if you will, and she keeps an eye on me. So I think that's fantastic. She's been around for quite a number of years. I've been around for a couple of years. I guess we're about the same age. But it's kind of funny to know that we're still able to do what we need to do. Anyway, just my take on it. AB9FJ in the group, VK60QQ.
Okay, fine business, Red. You're lucky to have someone like that. Sigh. Let's see here. I see no new call signs and heard no other rechecks. So I guess I'm going to do a final call before closing the net. So if you have anything else anyway, it doesn't have to be about women in ham radio, whatever's on your mind, please call now.
Yeah, just as a point of interest, I left a note from our folks over on the ham conference, and I didn't get any response, so we're going to have to shake somebody up. Golly, you know, there's lots of resources out here, and you'd think somebody without being able to do what they do, but anyway, we try. That's all we can do. AB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ.
Well, I guess everybody is taking their mom or their wife out to dinner tonight, so maybe that's why we have a short check-in list. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. So, all right, where are we here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it, 0019 Zulu. If you would like to continue, yeah, we're in comm in the non-radio room as usual. Don't know about the DMR talk group 31650. You can try it if you want. As far as I know, Matthew has not found a solution for whatever is ailing the gateway there. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody.
Yeah, very good, Wayne. Good to hear you in here, sir, and keep up the good work. VK60QQ Australia.